Blog Talk Radio.
Conference muted.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Jesus did it all for me. Jesus did it all, now I am free. Jesus did it all for me. Jesus did it all, now I am free. Jesus did it all.
What you say about me? Will you say that I'll be every word spoken over me? I'm above, never beneath, flying high on eagle's wings. You laid your life down just for me, now I'm free.
Him alone, there's nothing He cannot fix for you.
Come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, O God, and we cry out to you for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercy, excuse me, your mercies on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, Lord. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Father, we repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed, O God. And we cry out to you for mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Jesus. We cry out to you for mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, we soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak better things for us, O God. We soak every tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us and speak healing. Hallelujah. Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, O God. Father, healing for Denise, complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. Healing for Apostle Ray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, healing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Send your word and heal us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah, for healing, O God. By faith we are made whole in the name of Jesus. By faith we are healed completely and totally in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father God, we put the armor on, oh God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Yekuriasa Deriako, Hallelujah, Revasa Deriako, Hallelujah, Revasa Deriako, Revasa, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus, Yekuriamasa Deriako, Oriamasa Deriako, Revasa Deriaka, Ramasim, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels minister to us, O God, and do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we pray that your holy angels minister to us, O God, and do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for fresh oil. Thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We bless you, Jesus. There is no one like you, O God. So, Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to praise you. We just want to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to welcome each and everyone this morning. In the name of Jesus, I am a apostle. Marco Braboyu from I Am, and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you've joined us to worship the Lord, to praise him, to glorify him, hallelujah, to magnify his name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. And we just want to say thank you. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but I know about myself. And I always want to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my lips. Hallelujah. So let's look at Psalm 23. I'm not going to keep you long. Actually, I've been up all night praying. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to stay long this morning in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we, yesterday we talked about his namesake, and we're going to finish that in our Bible study, but I want you to pay attention to two things. Hallelujah. The Lord brought it to my attention. Hallelujah. Yesterday, as I was studying the Word of God, two groups of people were notified when Jesus was born. One was the shepherds. Shepherds was one group, and the next group was the wise men. The shepherds and the wise men. Those were two groups, but we're going to look at the shepherd. The Bible tells us when the shepherd was washing the flocks at night, then the angels came and said to them in Luke 2:8-11, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for the people. The day in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. I want you to pay attention to this a little bit this morning, and if you have time, you can meditate on it. The first announcement was given to the shepherds. And not only was the announcement made to the shepherds about Jesus Christ by the angels, everything was specific and straight to the point. Now with the wise men, you say, we have seen the star in the east, let's go worship it. But the shepherd, night Jesus was born. And the angels said who he was, that he was the Messiah. And he was, he is the Messiah, now he was, he is the Messiah. And he is the Lord. Don't do things like that. You got to ponder over it. Hallelujah. And you, because God is a shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. Hallelujah. Because God and the Father, Jesus and the Father, they are one. Hallelujah. We talk about the shepherd watching over the flocks by night. Look at it, watching over the flocks by night. How many shepherds watch over flocks by night? Authentically, because there's something about the night when you're up and you're praying and you're spending time. First of all, the place is quiet. And when you're reading the word or meditating and you're praying, you can hear from the Lord. There is like an open heaven over you. Hallelujah. Because there's a quietness. There's a stillness. Hallelujah. But we need shepherds, more shepherds, to watch their flocks at night. There are a lot of shepherds that say, yes, I do. What it doesn't mean to pray for your the pastors, the leaders, the intercessors. Pray, especially the leaders in the body of Christ, because they are the shepherds that God placed over the church or the ministry. Paul says, pray for you. Pray as you pray. You watch over your flock by night. What does that mean? You can look at physical night and you can look at spiritual night. When you look at physical night, you the shepherd now becomes the gatekeeper. Hallelujah. And the shepherd is interceding and praying at the physical night. Hallelujah. Watching. Now when you talk about the spiritual night, hallelujah, that means that those dark seasons of our lives, somebody's praying for you. When you're going through trials and tribulations, your pastor praying for you. Hallelujah. Your apostle praying for you. Your bishop praying for you. Your leader in those seasons. Hallelujah. The pastor of your church is in prayer and fervently praying for you. And when you're not going through those seasons, he is still watching over you and he is still praying for his congregation, praying for breakthroughs. Because the Bible tells us, let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus Christ was the good shepherd. Jesus Christ always prayed. He prayed to the Father. He prayed all the time. Many of you are shepherds in your home, leaders in your home, shepherds in your family. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to pray. We're in the last days that pray, pray, pray. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Never cease to stop praying. When the Holy Ghost wake you up to pray, pray. When you wake up, you can't say, I'm going to go back to sleep. No, you say, because suppose he's trying to prevent something that should happen in a few hours, and then you don't pray, and some disaster happens. But if you follow the God who tells you to pray, I don't care how sleepy you are, whatever it is, he will you will feel that energy, that surge that comes from the Holy Spirit if you're obedient, watching over the flocks at night. Watching over the flocks at night. So we look at Ezekiel 34. We look at Ezekiel 34, and I want you to look at it, because the shepherd is a watchman. It's just like we're watching over, when you Hallelujah. And that shepherd finds the lead. If you're you a pastor or leader, who is your boss? Your boss is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. Now, let me read Ezekiel 34, starting from verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? The shepherds feed themselves, but they're not feeding the flock. Ye eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease have ye eaten not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. Remember, we're talking about this. Neither have you borne up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. They became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, yea, the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. But I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark days. And I will bring them out of the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall the foe be. There they shall lie in good food, and a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord. I will seek that which was lost. So what is it? The Lord is upset with the shepherds of Israel. They're feeding themselves, they're not taking care of the flock. So God releasing judgment on the shepherds of Israel because the shepherds have a responsibility to take care, to do what God has required, to take care of the sheep, to reality. It's not a plaything, you got. God has given them an assignment. But I don't know why people worry about pastors and leaders or the pastor doing that. Why are you worrying about what a pastor do or what an apostle do or a teacher do or whatever when God watches over these over us? We and God sees everything pastors and leaders do, and God will punish the pastors, the leaders, the apostles. When we're not in the right standing, he will not let it go. He will punish these shepherds. He will punish the shepherds. So when you're complaining about the fact that there's a that's not your problem, you keep your focus on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. Because look, it's God himself now. You see, God is not going to let no one take advantage of you. No pastor, no leader, they will not get away with it, because God himself will intervene and step in. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. The pastor and the leader is just under shepherd. Hallelujah. God himself will come down and rescue the sheep. Not only will he rescue them, he will rescue the sheep and bless the sheep. Hallelujah. So take time and read Ezekiel and read it. Don't take my word for it. Take time and read it. And every time you read, you will see another revelation. Hallelujah. So all the pastors, leaders, whatever you do it to the congregation, God will hold you accountable, hold us accountable for those things. That's how much God cares for the sheep. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we have more shepherds who are gatekeepers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord, you are the good shepherd. Oh, release your daily benefits, Lord, us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Turn things in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Number two, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Number four, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There is a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head before, my cup runneth o'er. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. To the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. I might not be on the 9 a.m. I am so tired. I've been praying all night. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.